Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mari here. And on the line, we have the very lovely Catherine Fulvio. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Trina. It's lovely to talk to you.
Tell you what, the fellas in the office are disgusted with me because I've been saying how Catherine Fulvio was on the show this weekend and they thought you were going to come into studio. And you're not here. You're on the phone.
I did loads of cake.
What is it about men? It really is true. A man's heart is through his stomach. The thoughts of a chef coming in, they get very excited. And then when it's a female chef, even more excited. They all fancy Catherine Fulvio. Is that the first time you've heard that, or do you get that a lot?
Oh no, it's the first time.
How would you go out of that? Listen, we were just having a joke there saying how we have you on every Christmas time. You're like Michael Bublé. You come out at Christmas, don't you?
No, I'm out early this year. I've been released early.
You were just out planting the veg there. Well, listen, I want to talk to you about the new series of Taste Like Home, which is going fab. Where have you been this year, Catherine?
So this year, it's just an amazing series. It started last Monday. It's running right through into December, every Monday night, RT1, 7:30 p.m, just saying it now. And it's wonderful. It's where I take a recipe from a family, normally in Ireland, to somebody who's emigrated abroad and recreate that recipe. It's kind of a sneaky way of doing food travel as well, because when you're abroad, you've got the recreation of the recipe and you've got that emotional connection, and it's always lovely. And everybody on the show is so warm and friendly, and it's such an honour to be invited into people's homes. But when you're, say, for example, coming up now, we'll be going to Boston. When you're in Boston, you get this food tour of Boston and other things, like we see Fenway Park and the likes. And it's amazing. So you see the traditional part where you have your oysters, and then the more modern section where there's the time out. And then we go to a lovely restaurant, which is in the university end, and the whole cooking is highly scientific. So it's just great to see the traditional and the modern. It's the same everywhere we filmed.
Yeah, yeah. You went to the Cheers pub while you're in Boston.
I know.
Oh, that's super, isn't it?
And I didn't realise. I just assumed the Cheers pub was like a museum. You had to pay a ticket at the door and all that crack. No, it's a pub, you know. And you go in and now they do open the main pub, the main bar, which is quite small, really, where on which the basis for the programme was. And then down you go downstairs and you can actually have your food and your drink and everything. So it's a proper day out, or, well, not day, but afternoon out. It's lovely.
Oh, yeah. Do you know, Brendan O'Carroll was on the show last weekend and he was calling in from Florida and he was telling me how awful it was because it was only 32 degrees, etc., etc., you know? And, and I said to him, well, Brendan, I said, you might be in Florida, but I'm going home to a cuddle. And he was absolutely raging. He was like, oh, I'd love a cuddle now. Now, I know you're not a dub, sure you're not, Catherine.
No, Wicklow woman.
But you must be familiar with the cuddle. And I was asking Brendan, how do you make a cuddle? Because there's a bit of an argument going on between myself and the husband, how you make one. And I would have made one back in the... Now, my nana's recipe, you know, would have involved plum tin tomatoes. And he'd never heard of that in his life and said that they would have used vegetable soup in his house. Do you know what goes into a cuddle? Can you settle a bet for us?
I would have thought plum tin tomatoes was more of a modern addition to it.
Okay.
And I think it's one of those recipes that varies from household to household. Like I'm going slightly sidetrack, I promise I'll come back. But when I was growing up, my mum used to make what I thought, she called it Irish stew, but there was beef in it. And Irish stew is actually lamb dish. And we were lamb farmers, you think we'd know. But that was years ago. So every household creates their own version of something. But the traditional cuddle would have potatoes, sausages, of course, bacon, or cooked ham. You could use the leftover ham because it was a dish that used leftovers. Onions, carrots, a bit of seasoning, herbs if you have them. And it's actually chicken stock that goes into it. So that would be why you were saying about the vegetable soup.
Rotten. He made it with the vegetable soup and it was rotten. We had it last Saturday. Oh,
was it with the packet soup, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So a bit of chicken stock.
Chicken stock, you see, that, but that may be why her idea for the vegetable soup was, because it's handier than chopping a load of carrots and onions and everything.
Oh, right.
And the chicken
just stock does not work.
And the potatoes, no.
I nearly got sick, though, with the thought of the carrots and everything going in, because we would have never had carrots in ours. But I know it's a Dublin thing, but I'm sure they're all around the country of Ireland. There must be dishes in every county that people that are, you know, are famous for the county.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you've got your spiced beef at Christmas, and that's not a Wicklow thing at all. And people talk about it. It's a Cork thing, I believe. Mm. So there's lots of different recipes. And as you see over time, different things emerge. And I was actually only thinking last night about the spice bag. And I'm just just thinking the next generation will look back on our generation and go, yeah, it was really traditional, do you know, and it's called a spice bag. And you know, the story is that they used to get it on the way home from the pub. You could just see it becoming like,
well, yeah, when
you know,
people
we'll
used to socialise
in
the future, people won't socialise anymore because they'll all be on their computers at home,
yeah,
and doing
yeah.
virtual pubs instead
yeah.
of actually going out.
So like we are creating, we're evolving, you know. I mean, a spice bag is probably not a very good example of evolving, but it's a means to an end. There's a reason for it. But I'm sure there are many other things, and I think we're really embracing though great Irish produce at the moment, and seeing what we grow and what we produce off the land and from the sea, and a lot of foraging, and it's amazing to see it all come together. And I think the next generation will see a different layer of food, and we'll be more interested in sustainable food. So I think the next generation, once we're over our avocado run and all that, we'll be going, well, no, I'm not taking avocados from Mexico because the Mexicans need them. We're just going to grow, we're going to eat what we grow here in Ireland, and also we're worried about food miles and our carbon footprint. And I think that's really the way food is going to go. And I think we're going to be embracing more of our own ingredients in the future.
It's been a sad week. Just on another note, Gabo. You must have met Gabo over the years, did you?
Do you know? Oh my God, I was afraid to put it out on Twitter in case somebody found the clip. Years ago, do you remember Gabo used to do the antique slot?
Yeah.
I actually was on the second last one of those. Then there was the chair from Donegal the following year, and then it got scrapped. But I was on it. I actually did up an antique on the Late Late Show when I was only a young one with a mad perm in my hair.
Oh, I'm going to look that up now.
No.
You've said it now.
And I did. He was such a charming gentleman. He was wonderful. And I met him a couple of times around that period. I did up an old bath and a washstand. And I remember they told me to bring it in as I found it. So I found it in the field. So I brought it in. And I remember the researcher coming running up going, Catherine, there's muck and grass in your bath. What are you going to do about it? And I was like, I thought it was to bring it in as I found it.
I thought it was meant to be authentic.
Oh my God. And then the heat of the studio with the lights, it all started to evaporate. And we were all
overcome
with the fumes. But it worked. I did up the bath and I still have it. And I have it here. You know, we have a bed and breakfast here in Ballynockin House here with our cookery school.
Oh.
And it's in one of the bedrooms. It's a beautiful old bath. It was a joy to do. And it was just such a pleasure. And I respected Gay so much. And it's like you're hearing now. And you know, it's all over the air at the moment, but I have so many memories. It's a bit like Taste Like Home when we're talking about food. I have memories of sitting in the kitchen watching something unfold on the Late Late Show.
I know.
You know, like that whole Bishop Casey story, Padraig Flynn and the houses. You know, all
you try it now, Catherine. You try have a maid and a cleaner. And it was like, what are you doing?
I get, give or take, it works out at about, with expenses, 140,000 a year, and I pay 30.3% tax on that. So it's about a net 100,000. And out of that 100,000, I run a home in Dublin, Castlebar, and Brussels. I want to tell you something. Try it sometime when you have a couple of cars and three houses and three homes and a few housekeepers.
That clip has been played so many times in the last week, though. I mean, an absolute classic.
Wasn't that the joy of Gay Byrne, was that he's such a brilliant interviewer that he could just sit back and watch it all unfold. You know, he'd ask a simple question and the next thing, it all came out tumbling out. And he knew it would make great TV.
Oh, it was fantastic. You know? Oh, so it's so sad. It really is the end of an era. And even when you think that he was the one who started the toy show when we were kids and everything, you know.
That was the best memory.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know, he was the man who was doing that when we were children. So that's why it's so nostalgic for
when
us,
when I was
guess,
a child, you couldn't record. Wasn't it? They would come in as I got older in my teens. So you actually had to sit up and watch the Late Late Toy Show. So it became a massive thing in Irish families because you were allowed to stay up. And that was the first thing. That you're allowed to say for the whole show because you couldn't see it again. So if you didn't see it then, you were going to miss it.
Oh, there was no such thing as the RTE player back in the day.
Yeah.
May you rest in peace, Gay Byrne.
Exactly.
Tell me this much, any books or anything coming out for Christmas? As we were mentioning, you do tend to come around the Christmas time like Michael Bublé.
Do you know what? I chose not to do a book because I still have the book Taste of Home that I brought out for the TV show 1.5 years ago, 2 years ago, and that's still selling well. And of course, now around Christmas time, the gift vouchers here in Ballynockin will be popular. But I'm actually back filming again. I don't know if you heard, I got nominated for a Daytime Emmy for my show in America.
Very good.
Earlier
yeah.
this year. So that was brilliant. That was for Outstanding Culinary Host. And off I went to LA and had a great out time. George Judy was there and everything. Say no more. Like, it was a great
name dropper.
In the distance, I will say. But anyways, they were so impressed in America with it all. They're back filming. We're starting on Saturday. So I want to focus on that and get that right, because it's representing, it's just like I was talking about great Irish food and talking about, you know, my food memories and going around and visiting great places in our area who make great things.
Tell me this much, if someone is interested in doing the cookery course, are you actually teaching it?
I teach a lot of them, but I'm not always there because I have to, you know, do other work as well. But no, I'm always in and out of the school. I did run a few classes where I was like guaranteed with me. We ran them this year and we're putting a few more out next year.
Yeah.
And they were full day courses. Everybody was exhausted and in a food coma when they were leaving.
Oh, I can only imagine. Because you make them taste it and everything. You force them into eating.
Yeah. On the big master classes, the longer courses, it involves like a lunch, tastings along the way, a big lunch, and then a little kind of semi-dinner before you go home.
Right, so bring the leggings with you because the jeans are not going to fit.
Yeah, stretchy pants.
What are the details for that then? That's ballynockin.ie, is it?
Ballynockin.ie, all the gift vouchers and that are just going online now, and we'll be running promotions later in November for, dare I say, Black Friday.
Catherine, it's been lovely to have you on. Will you come into studio the next time, because the poor lads in here.
They must be starving.
All they want is a feed. That's all. Cheers, Catherine.
Thanks a mil.
It's Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.